speak to the hand that wrote all," said the sun. The wind screamed with delight and blew harder than ever. The tents were being blown from their ties to the earth, and the animals were being freed from their tethers. On the cliff, the men clutched at each other as they sought to keep from being blown away. The boy turned to the hand that wrote all. As he did so, he sensed that the universe had fallen silent, and he decided not to speak. A current of love rushed from his heart, and the boy began to pray. It was a prayer that he'd never said before, because it was a prayer without words or pleas. His prayer didn't give thanks for his sheep having found new pastures. It didn't ask that the boy be able to sell more crystal. And it didn't beseech that the woman he had met continue to await his return. In the silence, the boy understood that the desert, the wind, and the sun were also trying to understand the signs written by the hand, and were seeking to follow their paths, and to understand what had been written on a single emerald. He saw that omens were scattered throughout the earth and in space, and that there was no reason or significance attached to their appearance. He could see that not the deserts, nor the winds, nor the sun, nor people knew why they had been created, but that the hand had a reason for all of this, and that only the hand could perform miracles, or transform the sea into a desert, or a man into the wind, because only the hand understood that it was a larger design that had moved the universe to the point at which 6 days of creation had evolved into a masterwork. The boy reached through to the soul of the world and saw that it was a part of the soul of God, and he saw that the soul of God was his own soul, and that he, a boy, could perform miracles.